Good evening. You are tuned to KGVM Bozeman. We are Gallatin Valley Community Radio. You can find us at 95.9 on your FM dial and at kgvm.org online. And it's time tonight for the local musician spotlight. And we are in the KGVM studios tonight with Jacob Rowntree. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Bob. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah, it's been a while.
I think it has.
You were in here quite a while ago, early on when we did the show, and then out at Pat's, I think, once.
One time out there,
it's been a while ago, too. So.
Yeah, I would love to get back out there. Just been working on getting through the busy summer and building the new band. And
Yeah, a lot of things have happened since you've been on before. So
absolutely.
Cool. Well, I wonder if maybe we want to play a song to get us kicked off, and then we'll talk a little bit.
Let's get right to it. So this is Small Hands from my first album.
Thank you.
That's a nice song.
That's a fun one.
So your first album, would that come out in 2018?
That sounds right. Are we at 22? Yeah.
Yeah.
2018. Time flies.
Man, it does. Especially, you know, when they have that little COVID thing in the middle.
A little bit of a time warp. alternate reality.
Yeah, it did all sorts of weird things with time and space and everything else.
It really did. Yeah.
But you've got the new album out this spring. And
yeah, June 3rd, a brand new album came out, which is about time.
Yeah. As I See It is the name of it, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and you've been pretty busy playing around since it came out, or really all this year, haven't you?
Yeah, I feel pretty lucky. I think I'm going on 18 months of full-time music now. And so it's really grinding on the solo stuff to pay the bills. But then when I can, definitely do the band stuff so I'm not getting oversaturated. So it's kind of a fun balance between the two where I can play multiple times a week solo, but then really advertise the band gigs. And we've been traveling a lot and doing the festival circuits finally. And
yeah, that's
nice.
It's a lot of fun. A lot of that happening this summer, huh?
Yeah, we've been doing a lot of Washington, Idaho, Wyoming, and it's been a real treat. I think we've got one more tour over Labor Day weekend under the belt, and yeah, just plugging right along.
Yeah. Have you found it? How is it booking the band compared to booking solo stuff around here? Is it harder to find places that'll accommodate the band? Or
honestly, I think the Montana music scene has such a bias towards the bigger the band, the better.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people, whether it's kind of your jam band or soul bands or whatever it might be, but people just love big band sounds. And so I have a special passion for the solo stuff and the real intimate settings, but I actually find that having the band stuff works out better for me. I think it took me quite some time to really get on the solo schedule that I'm on, but I've been here 7 years or so now. And so it took me a while to really get the solo stuff up and running, but I have it now, which is really nice. And then the band stuff comes pretty naturally, actually. I think a lot of people are excited for new bands, and just having at least a trio opens up a lot of possibilities and opens up new venues and just more opportunities, which is nice.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, you were. I guess most recently saw you at Slam.
Yep, got to play Slam Fest, which was a little local bucket list for sure. So
yeah,
I'm happy to have done that now.
So that was just the trio.
That was just the trio. Yep, I do have guitarist that I did for the album release and whatnot. I'm working on trying to find maybe a pedal steel player or something too. I think would be a lot of fun. Get a little more sustain and kind of atmospheric with that.
Yeah,
searching around for some kind of rotating fourth persons. I also like the idea of maybe having two drummers, having the kit drummer and then more of like a MIDI hand drum kind of auxiliary percussionist.
Yeah.
So then that could be fun too, because then it would just be really full rhythm section supporting my finger style playing. But then yeah, I do like kind of just the ambient textural stuff that a guitarist could do as well, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's good to have options.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So you've said you're having pretty good luck booking both the band and after some work solo. I guess that's, maybe that isn't surprising. I think for a while here, you know, there were coffee shops and stuff, but it seems now that most places are kind of have a little more space, like the brew pubs and stuff have put in a little more space, and there's more of them than I know about. Like I was just down to, I think, Last Best Place, and I didn't realize they had space in there to do music.
That's a fun spot. I played there once. I feel pretty lucky, because I mean, I came here and felt like Zocalo open mics was just something I did, I mean, multiple times a week. And that's just kind of where I got my first sense of community in the music scene. And that was kind of the limited space that I had to play. It was just coffee shops for the singer-songwriter types, which got really limiting at some point. And so that's kind of why I switched to the first version of my band, is just to break out of being stuck in coffee shops. But then it really is crazy how many restaurants have either come to town during COVID or revamped themselves during COVID, and so many people want music now. And so there's so many places to be able to just keep a routine schedule going on for the solo stuff. And yeah, I'm actually surprised too how many breweries are even trying to do the band stuff now.
Yeah.
It is surprising.
Yeah, it's pretty nice to see. I mean, there's definitely more than enough talent to fill all the venues around here. So
7 days a week for sure. We've got the people, which is, it's a pretty fun community to be in. It's been cool to see it grow to what it is now.
Yeah, it's great to, as a music fan, I'm loving it.
Right.
I can see.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Like so many different, you know, all sorts of different genres and flavors and textures.
So diverse
and,
here.
Yeah.
It really is.
Well, cool. I wonder if you want to play a few songs here.
Yeah, I'll play one from the new album. This is a song called Lost in You. I've been told every folk artist needs a song about selling your soul to the devil, so I thought I would do my own take on it. Looked into your stable eyes and I lost my way. Gave our bodies to the night just to make our case. She said, stand in line, there's a soul we could trade. Well, I told that devil forever may not go on. Well, I just can't wait. The crown that you made. Together forever we will remain. You say tomorrow's too late, but I say seize the day. At quarter age, I let you choose my name. One way rail midnight train, white picket fence without a gate. Spend our days running from rain, but I wanna be a child. To the night to make our case. She said, stand in line, this is all we could trade. Well, I told that devil forever may not come. Well, I just can't wait. Just don't relate. Wherever there's pleasure, there will be pain. You say tomorrow's too late, but I say seize the day. I wanna be a child.
There are a lot of good songs on the new album. I like that one quite a bit.
Thank you so much.
I think it's kind of a standout on the album.
I appreciate that. Yeah, it's fun to see. I mean, the CDs are going well, but you don't really get a lot of feedback once the CD goes out in the world. So it's kind of cool to have the Spotify and Apple Music analytics. And I'm actually really surprised some of the slower songs are doing the best on the album, which something I really tried with this album was to have it step away from my first album and be a lot more diverse and, you know, good driving music and danceable. And it's cool, though, to see my roots are still kind of shining through. But
yeah.
That's I really like that song. It's a really fun one to play too.
Yeah, it looks like it. You know, if you're gonna be up there playing it, you might as well have fun.
Right? Yeah. Should we play another one?
Yeah, go for it.
Cool. I'm trying to think. I might switch guitars on you. Go into an even lower tuning on this guy.
Jacob's got this nice Gretsch with the Bigsby on it, and the chrome or the kind of gold-plated hardware. It looks like pretty nice, sleek-looking guitar.
It's a pretty one. For a while, I was doing Instagram polls before I'd go play a gig, and I'd ask followers which guitar I should play. And every single time, I wanted the Gretsch.
Yeah.
And I felt bad for my other guitars. But
yeah.
But this has become my staple. It's nice to be able to. Some songs that I wrote on the acoustic, I can still play on this one, being that it's a hollow body.
Yeah.
And still get some nicer acoustic tones out of it. But let's see. I think this is the first song on my new album. This is a really fun one, too. It's called Set a Fire.
You
That's a fun one. I've been messing with trying to do the kick and the lap guitar at the same time, and it's a fun one.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's a newer edition, but I like it. Expanding the one-man band stuff.
It keep you going.
Absolutely.
Yeah, if you want to do one more.
Do another. Yeah. Yes. I'll do a first album song. This is called Ghost to Me. I've had a lot of paranormal activities in my life, but I was an engineer, and so I think pretty logically, but then I'm also an artist, and so I think pretty open-minded as well. And so it was kind of the conflict of trying to justify it, and came up with a satirical title, Ghost to Me, that it's probably myself in another dimension just messing with myself, because that's definitely who I am. So it's a silly title to a pretty serious song here. Shadow of you, and we all know truth ain't really what we choose. Memories harass the foolish dreams to fear what you've heard, the things I can't unsee. Sweetness aside, with fear all confined. The drunken demons we both now hide. The sun burn black, I let darkness through the cracks. Gracious soul, my shadow's thief. Watch the hands turn back, back when lonely could laugh. All of that left with a ghost of me. Just the lack of your company. Moonlight silhouette, the ashes of you. These embers of hope are blinding the truth. Melodies so fine, echoes in halls of time. And all these regrets will feed my lonely rhymes. And as you sing, I drag through morning routine. Cold coffee burn home. Sugar is free. Watch the sun burn black, I let darkness through the cracks. Gracious soul, my shadow sleep. Watch the hands turn back, back when lonely could laugh. All of that left with a ghost of me. Just
the attack of your company.
Yeah, I like that song off the first album a lot too.
Nice, thank you.
That's you know, maybe the ghost of you kept you in a dream and gave you the song. Who knows?
Who knows? Yeah, definitely don't feel like I write all these songs. So, yeah, it was crazy though. I mean, I lived in three different houses, and it was probably over the span of like 4 or 5 years. But it was at least once a month, like. I would have string lights hanging from the wall, and they would just start swinging against gravity. And, I mean, doors opening and closing all the time, close my closet, swing in. And I definitely was always trying to analyze, like, oh, it must be a draft, it must be this. But some of the force of just the movement was just, it was crazy. And, yeah, I was like, maybe it's the house. And then I go move, and follow me. And so it was just, yeah, it was a really, really weird time. It's probably been 3 or 4 years since anything has happened, and maybe I got it out in a song and
there you go.
Took a rest.
Exercised the ghost.
Yeah, something. It was crazy.
All right. If you are just tuning in, this is KGVM Bozeman, Gallatin Valley Community Radio at 95.9 on your FM dial, KGVM.org online. This is the Local Musician Spotlight. We're in the KGVM studios with Jacob Roundtree, and glad you're along for the ride. You should have showed up earlier. There have been a lot of good songs played. Luckily, if you missed some of it and would like to hear it again, we'll play it again on Saturday evening at 6 p.m. And I think if I get my act together, and the chances of that are not as good as they should be, but might get the show up on our website so you could listen to it whenever you would like. So
that would be wonderful.
Or, you know, people who missed it, you can let them know where to find it. And this is an audio-only one. Sometimes we're out in the Tune Factory with Pat Loken doing YouTube video, and so there are a lot of the shows you can find out on Loken Productions YouTube channel and see the video whenever you want to. So I'm sure at some point, Jacob, probably with the band, maybe we'll get back out to the Tune Factory and do a show again.
I would love that. I've done a solo one, and it's about time to get the band out
there. That would definitely be fun. Yeah, definitely.
Beautiful. How about another song?
Yeah.
Got more time?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to do probably one last song from my first album. It's a song called Grace. It's a very important one to me. Dealt with a lot of loss growing up, and was young enough that I didn't fully understand it. And so this song was actually kind of written over many years of experiencing the emotions through my parents and other family members. And I've got a line, revel in the way we rust. And that's kind of the main message I want to get across, is celebrating the short time that we all have here together.
That much. Revel in the way we rust. Learn your lessons of love. travel the spaces we form between. World isn't always quite as it seems. I've still discovered just what it means to feel your love. To feel your love. So much. Revel in the way we rest. Learn your lessons of trust. Power of family, find me in dreams. Travel the spaces we form between. The world isn't always quite as it seems. I've still discovered just what it means to feel your love.
Was kind of making me think while I was listening to that, you know, talking about it being kind of informed or inspired by loss and stuff, and just the way people are. And I mean, certainly other animals feel loss too, but I was thinking about people and the way that we sometimes can get really hung up on it, and about, you know, the kind of the common platitude, I guess, when you lose someone, everybody says, well, I hope you remember the good times, and yep. And you know, that helps you get over the loss. And everybody says that. I think a lot of us are really poor at doing that, and it seems It seems a little funny to me that maybe it's just kind of an artifact of the animal part of us that we can't engage that part of our brain that should make sense of that and go, yeah, that's what we should do. But it seems easier said than done. So
absolutely, it is such an interesting thing because usually the person moving on is the person that would desire a celebration of some kind. And
right.
I don't know, like my grandparents are even, last time I saw them, they're so excited. And they showed me a picture of them standing in front of their grave plot and he's showing off his urn. And, you know, they're so excited and they're planning for it properly. And they have such a good attitude about it. But of course, when they're showing you those things, it doesn't make you feel good.
Right, yeah.
It is very interesting because the person that's left behind is usually the one dealing with all the conflict of emotions, even though it could be so easy to celebrate the person, but it is a weird paradox, I think.
Yeah, it's a little tough.
Yeah.
I had one thing I was kind of wondering before you start your next song.
Yeah.
Did you have any particular influences on the percussive way that you play your acoustic guitar? I think I maybe have asked you this before.
Yeah, there's John Butler Trio is definitely an influence. Xavier Rudd never really did the percussive stuff, but definitely was kind of the very rootsy, multi-instrumental, one-band stuff. And then Ben Howard, he actually does do some of the lap guitar stuff. And so it's a lot of Australian and British guys, I suppose. I don't know why that is, but yeah, I think John Butler Trio and, I mean, Ben Harper, too, doing the dobro lap style stuff. I just was always fascinated with the flashiness of it and just the way it opens up playing guitar. Also just being a one-man band as long as I have, it's really fun to be able to kind of play two instruments at once without buying two instruments.
Yeah, carrying them around and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think it really does open up the sound. And I mean, there's something about that sound of that percussion on the acoustic guitar. It's, that woody whack.
Yeah.
And it definitely adds a lot. I saw you at Slam, and then I think it was the next day Dan Dubuque played, and he's got a lot of, on a, like a Wiseborn.
Yeah.
Some similar percussive stuff in it. And yeah, it was fun. Kind of, it definitely adds a lot of just opportunities to build the drive of a song, I think.
Build the drive, build space. Yeah, Dan Dubuque and I really need to do a filling station show together.
Yeah.
I think it'd be really fun. I ran into him up at a festival in Whitefish and ran the idea across him, and I've actually had others request it. And so I think that'd be a fun thing to plan in the future. No date yet, but the idea is planted.
There you go. Good deal.
Yeah. So I'll lift the mood. This is a really fun song. This is a song I've written called Walk a Mile. I gathered a whole list of insecurities and tried to turn them into a good old dance song, encourage people to shake them off. I'll leave it at that.
Damn it, this rage, a pistol of pain. I found poets from and all of my days. But you could come around, tell me to walk your way. Thank you.
Film video that at your CD release party, your album release party?
I did, and that music video will be coming out August 21st.
Oh, cool.
Which I'm really excited about. I've made a few posts about it, and there is a YouTube premiere link, just Jacob Rowntree Music on YouTube, and you'll see the premiere link, so you can kind of do a little watch party as it comes out. It'll be a little, I think, like a 3-minute countdown or something like that, and yeah, I'm really excited for that. I think I did a Sunday morning kind of thing, like 11 a.m. on Sunday, so it'd be a pretty easy thing for people to tune in and watch the premiere. David Abate helped me film that at the album release, and he did a spectacular job, so I'm really excited to share it with you all.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I've only really done, I'm a photographer as well, and so I've got the gear, and I'll shoot my own videos when I can, just for content, but this is my first go at a real professional video, and appreciating those who are much more talented at the craft than I am, and so I'm excited to have that out now.
That'll be cool.
Yeah.
That was fun. I think people were, that song, I think, you know, gets people up and moving, so.
It really does.
That was, I guess, the intent, so it's good that it hit.
Yeah, it seemed to be a fan favorite for the while I was playing it before the release of the album. So I'm excited to kind of make the extra special content for it. I'm hoping to follow up with a few more music videos with the album throughout the year. I've got some ideas, just waiting on the right weather and whatnot. But yeah. At least the first one will be coming out soon.
Cool.
Yeah. How about a cover? I don't do a lot of those.
Yeah.
But it sounds kind of fun. I think most of you should know this song. No one would save me but you. Strange what desire make foolish people do. I never dreamed that I'd meet somebody like you. I never dreamed that I'd lose somebody like you. Cause I wanna
stupid game this is to make me feel this way. What a wicked game to play. I never felt this way. What a wicked thing to do to make me dream of you. What a wicked game to play. I never felt this way. 'Cause I wanna fall in love. And I wanna fall in love with you. Da 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 da.
Recognizable song, but definitely your own spin on it.
Definitely my own version for sure. Yeah.
That's cool. We've probably got time for one more.
One last song, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, this is a fun one. I guess I'll do a little sneak peek of this one. This is an unrecorded song. I'd like to get this out in the next year. But I was tired of struggling to play the 2 a.m. bar gigs with my more poetic, introspective music, and so I just wrote a fun 3-chord jammer to make people dance and just have some fun. This is a song I'm calling Open Road.
No, the open road tries to tell you where to go. Have you ever realized we're always short on time, yet the moment's never right? Let's give it up tonight. Ooh, yeah. Walking down the street, chasing my dreams, now and never, it's now my time. Feeling the heat, starved of the beat, well it's something I can't deny. Picking up the pace, then I saw a face, well I must have caught her eye. Started off right, went into the night, I was blinded by her light. Started off right, went into the night, I was blinded by her light. Tries to tell you where to go. Have you ever realized always short on time, yet the moment's never right? Let's give it up tonight. Ooh, yeah. Cruising on the road in a black Cadillac. Oh baby, we lost our mind. Surely you know how to make my rhythm focus. We're swerving out the lines, bringing you back, creating your mind. Baby, you're looking fine. Swerved off to the right, went into the night, I was blinded by daylight. Started off right, went into the night, dead by love. Oh. To tell you where to go, have you ever realized? Always short on time, yet the moment's never right. Skip it up tonight.
That seems like when it gets the people up and moving at a bar.
Yeah, right?
I mean, it's tough trying to play kind of deeper songs, quieter songs and stuff in a bar is always a little bit of a rough go.
Yeah. So I'll play the game a little bit. I chose this life, so I don't mind.
Yeah.
I'm not going to hate the game that I chose.
That's right. That's not a very productive road to go down.
No, so many musicians do that, and it's tough. Odds are stacked against you, but it's fun, and it's fun to see something land, and why not get out of your comfort zone and stretch a little bit. It's all part of the process, and it's a lot of fun. So it's a good song. It's growing on me the more I play it. At first, it was kind of just a whatever song, but the more I play it and the more response I get, and the more festivals I'm playing and stuff too, feeling that crowd interaction is really what it's all about anyways. So
yeah,
tossing that in an hour set is nothing but fun.
Gets the feedback flowing.
Yeah, exactly.
If people want to find your music, it's online on the streaming places, I'm sure.
That it is. Jacob Rowntree. There's no D in Rowntree. There's jacobrowntree.com, and you can easily find upcoming band dates for live music. You can also find links to all my socials, Instagram, Facebook. I'm even on the TikTok now.
Ooh.
Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, iTunes, more platforms than I'm aware of. Yeah, a couple albums and a few singles and hopefully some more music to come. Brand new music video on August 21st. So good things are happening.
Cool. If there are still three people out there like me that want to pick up a hard copy, do you have them at your shows usually?
Yep. You can buy them through my website for one. And then definitely come out to a show, talk to me and get some stickers or shirts or hats or CDs. I'm building the merch as we speak. I'll be getting some just kind of pocket tees coming soon. So it's a lot of fun. I've got beanies nice. For the when the weather changes.
Yeah, winter is coming, people.
Absolutely. Yeah, here in Montana when you get 10 months of it. So
yeah, that's right. All right. Well, I want to thank you again for coming in. It was been a lot of fun. Always great to hear the new stuff. So hope everybody stays tuned right here to KGVM. Like I said, we'll play this again on Saturday at 6 if you missed part of it or know somebody else that would like to hear it. And check our website, kgvm.org. I'll maybe get them up there under the local musician spotlight. Have a great night, everyone.